The Roaring Fork Valley is an artist's mecca. I spent time with some area artists who say the community here is unusually close. Because of that support, the valley just might have a signature aesthetic, collaborative art.
So I'll start from this side. I'm going to try and space them out like with a hairline.
Okay.
And then what I'll do is I'll see if we can see as we go.
David Kadama and Liz Heller are slowly fitting together dozens of geometric wooden and ceramic tiles.
Okay, so let's take a look and see if there's anything that...
It's hard to get, you know, purposeful randomness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like putting together a puzzle, except you can't look at the picture on the front of the box to solve an argument about which piece belongs where. When two artists want to create one piece of art, they first have to create the same vision, and that might mean some compromise. But there were no tense moments when Kadama and Heller first sat down to talk about working together.
We both came to the table with our own ideas, and we both said yes to the other person's idea and agreed to realize the other person's vision as well as our own.
Saying yes to something that one person never would have imagined on their own is part of the power of collaborative art.
That's always the fun part of collaborating with someone, especially someone who works in a different medium.
For this pair, their support of each other grew even stronger through the inevitable ups and downs of the creative process. Kadama remembers making one wrong move and breaking one of Heller's tiles.
But it was like the bottom inside corner of the wedge, so I can't see it. But it was like pink,
yeah.
Nothing, broken. I'm like,
so I chip stuff all the time. And it's so frustrating.
That reaction certainly doesn't fit the stereotype of an angsty artist who might be too isolated or egotistical to work with anyone else.
As far as being a loner and being hard to deal with or temperamental or competitive, or I think this valley in particular has an amazing artistic community. And I think everybody is really supportive of one another.
Those partnerships take a wide range of forms. Some, like Kadama's and Heller's, or Aspen Santa Fe Ballet performing alongside pianist Joyce Yang, involve different mediums. Others create individual works that are meant to be shown alongside each other. And some hand over all control to the process. Stanley Bell and Takeo Hiramitsu are both painters. Their collaborative show, Word is Bond, was on display at the R2 Gallery last month. At the show's opening, attendees celebrate, sipping wine and admiring the bold, colorful canvases on the gallery walls. It's a chance for Bell and Hiramitsu to reflect on working together.
Yeah, I call it type 2 fun. It's like what I enjoy. You know, like, wow, that hike was 180 miles. I'd, like, in the middle of it, like, so miserable. And at the end, you're like, that was fantastic. We saw so many things and
Let's
did so many things. Yeah.
They agree that the Roaring Fork Valley sees an unusual number of collaborations. Bell thinks that this is partially because there are just so many artists.
There's constantly access to people that you can ask, what do you think about this? Or you have those conversations.
For this show, one of them would start making marks on a canvas, and then they would turn the piece completely over to the other. Hiramitsu says that this collaboration was sometimes uncomfortable, but that stepping out of his comfort zone was important.
You would find me opting to like be more solo often, but it is like at a certain point, if I'm the only one who's referring to myself with my own work, with myself, it kind of like that self-referential loop, it just will become stagnant.
The glamour of the opening for Word is Bond is a far cry from the drafty workshop where Heller and Kadama are painstakingly arranging those wooden and ceramic tiles. But for now, these two artists are just happy to be on the journey together.
It's been an amazing experience.
Yeah.
From beginning to end. And we're not really at the end yet, but...
No, I think we're still at the beginning.
Their show, Sticks and Stoneware, opens tonight at the Carbondale Clay Center. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.